Hello, welcome to This or That, the Would You Rather comedy podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello.
And Danielle.
Hello.
Today's topic is be killed by a stampede of wildebeest.
Sure.
Or eaten by hyenas.
I'm going to look up what a wildebeest looks like.
This is the Lion King episode.
It's the Lion King episode.
Yeah, what? There were two deaths in that movie, and that's how they happened.
Right.
What?
What? What
this do you is mean? The Lion King episode.
Have you watched
what?
The Lion King?
Not really.
What?
Yeah.
Either way, there are two deaths in that movie. You have
spoilers.
Mufasa.
Wait. Spoilers. Just okay. Anybody who hasn't seen it.
Oh my god, what happened? I can't believe you told me.
Yeah. There's Mufasa who dies by getting thrown off of into a ravine where a wildebeest herd is stampeding and he gets trampled to death.
That wildebeest herd that is stampeding caused by the hyenas that are under orders from his uncle or his brother Scar.
And then at the end of the movie, all of the animals are starving because Scar is a very poor leader, and
yeah.
The hyenas turn on him and eat him off screen.
It's true. You see the shadow, don't you, I think?
I think so.
I have a memory of, there's fire and the shadow. Yeah.
So those are your choices. Wildebeest stampede or eaten by hyenas, one of which is voiced by Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. I know that one of the hyenas is Whoopi Goldberg. So Matthew Broderick's dad is James Earl Jones?
Yes.
Because Matthew Broderick's Simba?
Old Simba. And okay. Then young Simba is one of the Home Improvement kids.
Ah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I think. See, I know a lot about this movie, but I've hardly watched it.
I can't believe you've hardly watched it. It's crazy to me.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
okay, questions.
Lilo and Stitch is superior.
So automatically I'm thinking wildebeest because getting eaten alive seems really shitty.
This all seems really shitty. I'm just trying to figure out what's faster and less painful. And
I think it's wildebeest. Like, getting trampled? I mean, okay, neither of these are going to be great. But at least with wildebeest, one kick to the head and you're out.
But you don't know if that's going to happen. They could trample your innards and your legs and your arms. And
It's true. I'm not saying
it's
guaranteed.
Having my face crushed?
But with hyenas, well, first of all, if your face is crushed, that's a really fast way to go. You're not conscious for that. That is, you're just out.
You hope.
I mean, yeah. But it's a wildebeest. These things are gigantic cows running at you. This is going to hurt. But with hyenas, they're going to rip you apart piece by piece. And, you're going to fight them off, and they're going to, take chunks out of your legs, and they're going to circle around behind you and, jump on your back and then get you down on the ground. They're probably going to, go for your soft, stomach area first.
Oh, God.
This is not going to be... I think the chances of a quick death are much higher with the wildebeest.
I am all soft stomach tissue, by the way.
Yeah, same. Same. The gateway to my body is soft stomach tissue. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when you look at how a predator takes down an animal, you're going to be running away from them, and they can see, and maybe it's darkness, maybe it's not. It doesn't really matter. They're going to get you no matter what. And they're going to drop you to the ground and eat you alive. It's not going to be a fun experience. It's going to be slow, painful.
How much is it quickened by the fact that there are three of them eating you, though?
Oh, there's only three.
I mean, I think that's, I'm sure that's probably quicker than one, but I still feel greater chance of really quick death with wildebeest.
I'm just going to say something real quick. So I'm on the Google machine. And I was going to just Google search if it was less painful to be trampled or to be eaten. And the text that comes up, predictive texts. Is it less painful to be trampled? And the predictive text puts by turtles.
Oh. I mean, probably.
So, Danielle, since you're Googling, how much does a wildebeest weigh?
I don't know. They look pretty big. Their speed is 50 miles an hour. Holy motherfuck. Yeah. About 300 pounds. So they're actually not that big.
So 300 pounds, so that's not enough to necessarily crush your head.
But if we look at force, which is a combination of mass and speed.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying correctly. That...
Also, hoof surface area.
Yeah.
Like, that's 300 pounds dialed down to this, like, you know, half a, I don't know, 4 or 5 inch, like, circle of hoof. I'm just saying, I still think a herd of wildebeest coming at you, it's going to be terrible, obviously, but you are going to... Wait, is it guaranteed that they're going to trample you to death?
It's guaranteed that you will die from this and that you will be trampled.
Okay. Well, then
so
I would say that they're going
to
trample
it is possible that they will pass... They will. The entire herd will pass you and you will die laying there an hour later. Or 3 hours later.
Sure. Okay. I think there is very little chance if you are being trampled by a herd of wildebeest that you are surviving for an hour or three afterwards. And I think the chance of a quick death is much, much higher than if you're being eaten alive by a three hyenas.
I hear you on that, but I feel like if you get that off chance where, you know, your head gets just a little smooshed and your stomach, you know, you get a couple ribs broken and then they pass by and you just have to bleed out for a few hours, the hyenas, they're finishing the job. They're not going to fuck around for 3 hours.
Or vultures, I don't know.
Oh, God.
But then, no, except, so, I there's a little problem
here. You will die from the wounds sustained from the trampling. Vultures will stay away. There is the chance that the herd does not kill you directly, that you die afterwards.
Sure. And I'm sorry, you may have already mentioned this, but how many wildebeest we got in this here herd?
I don't know how many were in the Lion King.
Okay, I'm clearly not the right metric person to fuck be asking ton. That.
How many could early 90s computers render in...
I mean,
I'm pretty sure that was all CGI, pretty early CGI, but...
Oh, really? Huh.
I think so, yeah. I don't think that was hand-drawn.
Huh. I always thought that was hand-drawn. I guess it doesn't matter.
Let's say there are...
Okay, wait.
75.
Oh, that's not many at all.
Oh, that's I don't think you know how big a herd of wildebeest is.
You're right, I do not. Danielle, Google it.
I would think it'd be several hundred.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How many wildebeests in a herd? Wildebeests are there in Africa? No.
I don't even know how to spell wildebeest, so I'm glad you're Googling it.
Well, how many wildebeests are there in a herd?
It's how it's phonetically spelled, except it's not B-E-A-S-T, it's B-E-E-S-T. B-E-E-S-T.
Oh, they're new. I didn't realize they were the same thing. Talk about other stuff while I figure this out, because it's just telling me the entire population.
Oh, sure.
Which is estimated at 1.5 million. So if 1.5 million wildebeests trampled me, I feel confident that I would die.
Okay, we're talking about other things, though. Chris, what do you think of Zazu? He's a little fucker, right?
Who the fuck is Zazu?
He's the parrot, right?
He's not a parrot, but yes.
Toucan? What is he?
He's a horn-billed something. They say it in the song.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, I mean, he's a shitbag, for sure.
Is he more annoying than Iago from Aladdin?
Yes, because Iago from Aladdin was always bad, right?
Yeah, but he's Gilbert Gottfried. He has a level of annoyance, like, built in.
I mean, yeah, the noise is terrible that emanates from this character. But I'm just thinking, character-wise, Iago was always bad. So you knew, like, he was never, like, he was, I mean, he pretended to be good, but he was always bad. Whereas, shit, I forgot his name. What was the other
Zazu.
One? Zazu was just so opportunistic that he wasn't good or bad. He was just whoever's on top, that's I'm gonna supplicate myself in front of them. I'm gonna, you know, lie prostrate and hope you don't kill me. And completely betrayed the king. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Okay, fine then. We will split the difference between 75 and 1.5 million and we'll go 500.
Okay, I guess that seems a little more reasonable.
Sure.
Do we think we'll die? Are we going to die?
Well, you're going to die in either case. That's the rule.
Yeah. But I mean, like, quickly.
I think...
I don't know. I'm still not convinced.
I don't know. I don't know any other way to convince you besides showing you footage of the Lion King.
The Lion King?
It is crazy to me. You would think that being eaten alive could possibly be faster or less painful than being trampled to death. Like, you, what did we say? 500 animals?
Yes.
500 animals weighing roughly 300 pounds each,
yeah,
running at you at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're dead. Like, you're gonna die. Like, you're not, no. It's probably gonna hurt, but it's not gonna hurt for that long.
It's probably going to hurt. I feel confident Danielle, that it is going to hurt.
Danielle, throw me a curveball here. What are you picking? You gotta be picking the hyenas, right? You're Danielle.
No, I was actually thinking the wildebeest might be the way to go.
Fuck yeah.
But it's these types of episodes are the hardest for me because there's no upside to either of them. Like, there's no good morsel I can pull from either of them. And trying to estimate things like how long is it going to take for you to die, like, that's not something that I can truthfully, like, I don't really know. I don't have enough information. So, yeah, it kind of sucks.
The upside on this one is that you get to feed some hyenas.
No. Nope. And nope.
Also, just thinking about this, hyenas really freak me out. Like, their laughs are not great. And just, and I realize it's not their fault. Like, you know, I'm not saying
it's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault. Like, they have gotten a bad rap just across the board, in popular media, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to really enjoy being eaten by them. I'm just not super interested.
Yeah.
Our local zoo used to have a bunch of African wild dogs.
Oh my
dogs.
God, they were so cute with their big ears.
They were, like, the cutest thing in the whole damn zoo, and then they all died of some disease, and they never replenished them.
Aww.
Yeah. They were so cute. They had tremendous ears. I loved them.
Holy shit, did you know wildebeest is an antelope? Is a type of antelope?
Yeah, I looked them up. I figured they were either, like, an antelope or a cow of some sort.
Wow.
Yeah. That's probably why they can go so fucking fast.
Wildebeest migration, so I'm just looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
Wildebeest migrations are one of the most fascinating phenomena that can be seen in Africa. Migratory groups consist of 1.5 million wildebeest and hundreds of thousands of associated animals, such as zebras and gazelles. Now, it doesn't say that that's the average. That is one data point, 1.5 million.
Huh.
These are large groups of animals.
I hear you, but do you really think that three hyenas barking, one of which is Whoopi Goldberg, and some wildebeest is causing 1.5 million of them to run?
Yeah. One of the main predators of wildebeest is hyenas.
There you go.
Done and done. Main predators of wildebeest are lions, hyenas, cheetahs, and African wild dogs.
Oh, African wild dogs!
Bark, bark! Josh, what do you? Like you're still not convinced? You think getting
no,
eaten
no. This
alive...
is a super easy one.
Okay, good lord.
It's obviously the wildebeest.
I am struggling to understand how you do not get this immediately.
Also, to circle back, I actually don't know how the population of wild dogs at the Woodland Park Zoo died. I don't want to give them a bad rap by saying they died of disease.
I think,
but
I do know
they all died, and they chose to not restock, repopulate the stock.
I say it's probably either disease or, like everybody forgot they were there and didn't feed them.
I'm gonna say it's like one of those where the red fern grows things, where one of them died and the rest of them died of a broken heart.
Aww.
One died, and then 98 others just dropped dead
they
of a broken
so
heart.
They were so sad.
They were just like, "Oh, Greg.
Oh no,
we loved you, Greg."
Yeah, Greg. Yes, totally Greg.
I miss you, Greg.
That was his name. They were all sad. They
bork,
all died
bork.
Of sadness because Greg was dead.
Yeah, poor Greg.
Bork, bork. Okay, so we're all going wildebeest.
Yeah, going wildebeest.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed getting killed by African animals. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us a mail. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.